This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of George Balanchine, the choreographer who many people regard as one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, is one of those people. It's an occasion for Lloyd to review some of the Balanchine material now available on DVD and even CD.
How many choreographers have their names on an album of music? Yet a Balanchine album, on Nonesuch, has just been freshly repackaged after being in print for 18 years. No choreographer ever had a more intimate connection with music than George Balanchine, which may explain why so many music critics like to write about him. I grew up in New York, and my first experience with dance as an art form was with Balanchine and the New York City Ballet. It was as if Shakespeare were living in Manhattan, creating new masterworks season after season. I was even lucky enough to watch him rehearse at the City Ballet's summer home in Saratoga Springs, New York. When he died in 1983, he left an astonishing repertoire, as dazzling, as profound, as varied, and easily as entertaining as any art in any medium created in the 20th century. Balanchine saw possibilities not only in the usual dance composers like Tchaikovsky, but in great masters like Bach and Mozart, difficult modernists like Schoenberg and Webern, even Sousa marches and Gershwin tunes. In 1928, he began a remarkable half-century of collaborations with Igor Stravinsky. Here's Robert Irving conducting Stravinsky's Aegon with the New York City Ballet Orchestra. Balanchine's dances are beautiful, but they are seldom merely pretty. Without words, they tell tragic and often witty truths about human interaction. In his overwhelming Four Temperaments, a score he personally commissioned from Paul Hindemith, Balanchine seems to discover the inner workings of the universe. Whether his ballets tell a story or are merely movements to music, with no scenery and dancers in black leotards, there's always the story of how movement embodies and reveals the emotional life of the music. Balanchine worked with some of ballet's greatest dancers. He even married several of them. Maybe the dancer who most inspired him was Suzanne Farrell, though she married someone else. Among the Balanchine discs now on DVD is Elusive Muse, the moving documentary about their relationship. It has a thrilling sequence filmed at the opening night of Don Quixote, one of Balanchine's most ambitious and personal ballets. Farrell is a phenomenal Dulcinea, opposite Balanchine himself in the title role. In May, Nonesuch is releasing on two DVDs 11 of the Balanchine ballets shown on PBS's Great Performances, including pieces with Suzanne Farrell and Mikhail Baryshnikov. And Kultur has just put out the magnificent 2-hour American Masters documentary called Balanchine. It covers his entire career, Russia, Paris, Broadway, Hollywood, and the creation of the New York City Ballet. And there are memorable interviews with Mr. B himself.
What is abstract? They mean storyless. But they have to, could be a meaning in it. You see, the people that meet, that one person gives a hand and the girl embraces, it's already has a meaning in it. You see, a duet is a love story almost. So how much story you want?
I especially love the clip from a 1967 performance of Apollo, the first Stravinsky music Balanchine ever choreographed. Dancing the Young God and the Muse of Dance are the young Peter Martins, who now runs the New York City Ballet, and the young Suzanne Farrell, who now has a company of her own. They're like young gods, not just brilliant, but unearthly. They dance with a kind of unself-conscious, spiritual passion, which may be the most central quality of Balanchine's genius.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.